Let's undress here in the parlor where it's nice and warm. Hasn't it been a delightful evening? It must be splendid to get up and recite before an audience. Do you suppose we will ever be asked to, Diana?
Yes, of course, someday. They're always wanting the big scholars to recite. Mm. Gilbert Blythe does often, and he's only 2 years older than us. Oh, Anne, how could you pretend not to listen to him? When he came to the line, "But thy eternal summer shall not fade," he looked right down at you.
Diana, you are my bosom friend, but I cannot allow even you to speak to me of that person. You ready for bed? Let's run a race along the corridor. Last one in the spare room is a rotten egg!
She lives in Charlottetown. She's awfully old, 70 anyhow, and I don't believe she was ever a girl. We were expecting her out for a visit, but not so soon. She's awfully prim and proper, and she'll scold dreadfully about this. Oh, well, we'd better bunk down with Minnie May, and you can't think how she kicks.
Good morning, Mrs. Lynde. Marilla sent me for your pecan pie recipe.
Come in, child. So, you and Diana nearly frightened poor old Miss Barry to death last night.
Oh, who told you about that?
Mrs. Barry was here a few minutes ago on her way to Carmody. She's feeling real worried over it. Old Miss Barry was in a terrible temper. And Josephine Barry's temper is no joke. She won't speak to Diana at all.
It wasn't Diana's fault. It was mine. I suggested racing to see who would get into bed first.
I knew it. I knew that idea came out of your head. Well, you've made a nice lot of trouble. Old Miss Barry came out to stay for a month, but she declares she's going right back to town tomorrow. Oh. What's more, she had promised to pay for music lessons for Diana, but now she's determined to do nothing at all for such a tomboy.
No.
Oh, I guess they had a lively time of it there this morning. Old Miss Barry is rich, and the Barrys all like to keep on the good side of her. Of course, Mrs. Barry never says so, but I'm a pretty good judge of human nature.
I'm so unlucky. I'm always getting into scrapes and getting my best friends into them, too. Can you tell me why that is, Mrs. Lynde?
You're too impulsive, child. You never stop to think. Whatever comes into your head, you say or do it without a moment's reflection.
Oh, but that's the best of it. Something just flashes into your mind, so exciting, and you must out with it. If you stop to think it over, you spoil it all. Haven't you ever felt that yourself, Mrs. Lynde?
The proverb you need to go by, Anne, is look before you leap, especially into spare room beds.